Out of the fires of war have come countless stories of strange and incredible events. Many of these science has dismissed as the fabrications of minds overwrought by the excitement of battle. But in the reputable English periodical of the National Message may be found a report by one Captain Cecil W. Haywood, which can scarcely be explained away so easily. However tense the battle, is it likely that thousands of minds would be affected with the same delusion?
In the dark hours of early 1918, Captain Haywood was stationed at the town of Bethune, France, near the famous Basse Front. The British position was precarious.
We're giving up position then, Major?
We've got to, Captain. We're outnumbered 3-1.
Wouldn't it be advisable, sir, to cover the withdrawal? A few volunteers could man the edge of the canal.
They wouldn't last 10 minutes.
Those 10 minutes might save 10,000 lives. If you permit me, sir, I'd like to command the volunteers.
Hastily entrenched at the edge of the canal, a handful of grim-faced, silent men repulsed wave after wave of the unleashed fury of enemy troops.
How many shells left, Private?
Only a couple hundred rounds, sir.
Grenades?
What grenades, sir?
Well, at least let's make the shells count.
Yes, sir. We'll...
Here they come again. Steady now.
Look at the blasted armies now. Coming down over the bank like a swarm of ants. Before you know it, they're... Sir? What's happened, sir?
They stopped firing. And look, they're turning back.
Yes, suddenly and for no apparent reason, the Germans had ceased to advance. They were scrambling back to their positions. And then...
They've started up again, sir.
Yes, but not at us.
God blimey. You're right, sir. They're popping away at that hill over there.
But why, Private? Why? There's not a soul on it. Why should they be firing at an empty hill?
And if that were not incredible enough, a moment later, before the astonished eyes of the captain and the gunner, the entire German army suddenly broke its lines and began to flee in the wildest confusion. Quickly, the retreating British army consolidated its lines and counterattacked. Within a short time, the Germans, who had had victory within their grasp, were overwhelmed. As the prisoners began pouring in, Captain Haywood, still baffled by the incredible incident, visited the prison yard to interview them.
I want to know why you retreated. Why did your artillery fire at the hill?
Then you did not see the cavalry?
Cavalry? What cavalry?
On the hill. Men in white uniform on white horses. There were thousands of them.
You were firing at men on white horses?
Yeah, but it did no good. We could not stop them. They kept right on riding, and not a single one of them fell.
The triumph of the British at Bethune must be attributed to an apparition, a mysterious and unexplained vision which turned the tide of battle. Every German prisoner, among them many officers of high rank, told this same story to Captain Haywood. A story incredible but true.